Thank you. No financial relation to disclose for this presentation. I will share with you my experience in WASH HIV integration in HIV program in Tanzania. And I would like to start by saying that better WASH is needed for all in resource-limited setting. When we look at infant mortality, diarrheal disease is the leading cause of infant mortality in resource-limited setting, including Tanzania as well. We also know that in developing country, diarrheal disease is one of the most common opportunist infection, you know, in people living with HIV. And this is a cause of significant morbidity and mortality. And also this has a negative impact on the life of people living with HIV/AIDS. This is most of the time attributed to, you know, poor hygiene practices. But the good news is that a growing body of evidence exists on the positive outcome of improved WASH practices for people living with HIV/AIDS and their family. But, you know, therefore we should strengthen WASH in HIV program. But how do you strengthen WASH into HIV program without increasing stigma? Twofold objective for this presentation. The first one is to describe with you the AED's approach to increase people living with HIV access to improve WASH practices while enhancing the general population engagement and action on WASH improvement. And the second objective is to discuss the result, the lesson learned, and the recommendation for non-stigmatizing WASH and HIV programming. The program strategy, we receive AED and its local partner, TMAR company, receive funding from USAID Tanzania to develop a behavior change approach to integrate WASH into a positive prevention program piloted in Morogoro region in Tanzania. And a two-pronged approach. One is to strengthen WASH HIV integration, and for that, you know, we carry out a formative assessment, and also we build the capacity of provider to strengthen WASH into their program. And the second component was to promote WASH for all. The activities for WASH HIV integration, we started by conducting a formative assessment, and it's called a trial of improved practices. The data collectors will, you know, engage people living with HIV/AIDS and their family during a 6-7 week period, and they will observe their WASH practices. They will identify also what is already well done and, you know, congratulate them and ask them to continue. But they will identify also the practices that need to be improved, and they will negotiate with this family how they can improve it, and they will start improving it on for 6 weeks. And these behaviors were, you know, safe drinking water, hand washing, and safe feces disposal. And also during that formative assessment, the project also explored menstrual blood management practices of HIV positive women. Because, you know, when you spoke with, you know, health providers and community and people in the community, you will hear stories about grandmothers who have contracted HIV, not because they are sexually active, but because they were caring for HIV positive daughter, you know, when they have their menses, but without protection. So we decided, you know, to explore and to learn more about menstrual blood management practices of HIV positive women. Also, the result of the formative assessment were used to develop assessment card and counseling card. And these are important tools for the providers. Assessment card is a tool that helps the provider to engage the client or the household to understand what are the existing current practices, not just go there and then start giving, telling them what to do. The first step is to know and explore what is going on. And counseling card also will help, you know, to engage them when negotiating improve behaviors. Training material was very important as well for the training of trainers, and then to roll out the training home of home-based care providers. An important component was to build provider capacities to strengthen WASH into home-based care services. The second set of activities were related to the promotion of improved WASH practices for all. And one approach was to work with one partners already working with school to improve WASH practices in school. And, you know, we build the capacity in using a methodology that is called school-led total sanitation, you know, to improve WASH in school. It consists in involving, you know, the teachers, the parents, and the student in exploring the situation of WASH in school, identified what needs to be done. And then each group will work in, you know, developing an action plan to, you know, implement this improvement. And there was also another component in capacity strengthening in all this activity. An important component for promoting WASH, improved WASH practices for all, was through the mass media. WASH messages were disseminated through the radio and print media. What are the results? The results here are the result of the formative assessment. And these are the WASH small doable actions that were identified by people living with HIV. What do we call small doable actions? A small doable action is a behavior which is that is feasible from the household perspective, knowing the current practice, the resource available, and also the social context. It's a behavior that, if it's implemented consistently, will lead to public health impact. It's not yet an ideal behavior. You know, we acknowledge that you cannot change from current to ideal overnight, but you have to go through incremental steps. And these, you know, small doable actions are these incremental steps. For safe drinking water, for example, there is the treatment, which is important, the water storage, you know, in a narrow neck container, because the current behavior is that people dip their hands when they draw drinking water, and then how do you serve and draw and serve water safely. For safe feces disposal, it was about building the consistent use of an improved latrine during day and night time, hand washing. People in most of these settings, they buy water, and, you know, washing hands at critical time will waste a lot of water. So it was important to, you know, ask them to try about, you know, building a tippy tap, which is a water-saving device to use for hand washing. And they should wash their hand with running water and with soap or soap alternatives at critical time. For menstrual blood management, you know, the small doable actions was, you know, to protect hands with gloves or with plastic when caring for HIV positive bedbound women with menses. After the formative assessment, you know, we found out, we met with participants, you know, to get their feedback from, you know, how do they feel, what do they think about being involved in this qualitative research. And they really appreciate the fact that they were involved, and they even said that this was the first time that, you know, their point of view has been such, you know, in designing a program for them. And they recommended for each of the behaviors that this should be taught in school. This has to be included in youth clubs. And also, you know, for hand washing, they say that school-aged children should be trained in proper hand washing. And one important statement here is that people living with HIV, they feel empowered. They say that they can help spread WASH messages to the community, and they said themselves that that will help to reduce stigma. They feel that they were strong enough, and with the knowledge and the skills that they have acquired, that they can move and, you know, spread the message in their community. What are the lessons learned and recommendations for programs? It was clear that, you know, the take-home message is that when you want to strengthen WASH into HIV program, you have to do it simultaneously with, you know, promoting improved WASH practices for all at the same time. If not, if you promote only with people living with HIV/AIDS, that will lead to stigma, because the general population will think that improved WASH practices is just important, you know, for people living with HIV/AIDS. The small doable action that's, you know, derived from the formative assessment and working with these clients of home-based care program, these small doable actions are relevant for the other program, HIV programs, such as PMTCT, nutrition, care and support, ART. The WASH small doable actions that were identified with people living with HIV/AIDS, you know, meaning that these small doable actions are feasible, these are the same ones that should be promoted in the general population. It's important to equip people living with HIV/AIDS who would like to serve as change agent and promote WASH practices. It's important to train them so that they have the skills to be able to do it properly. One important consideration when we talk about improving WASH practices is to increase access to WASH commodities, because it's not about messages or knowledge, but it's about action practices. So where do people get the right container? Is it a jerry can or it's a clay pot in a community? Where do you have the right cover, you know, to be able to store your drinking water safely? Where do you find the chlorine tablet or solution? Or what are the other methods for treating drinking water? And then, you know, plastic sheeting for covering the bed of, you know, HIV-positive women with menses. Where do you have it? Gloves. Where can you get it? If you don't have gloves, what else can you use? Lesson learned and recommendation at the policy level. It's really important to work at the regional but at national level as well, engaging WASH and HIV stakeholders at national level. Also share with them, you know, the main finding of the formative assessment. And also it's important to participate in WASH national events such as Hand Washing Day, Global World Toilet Days. Also participate in policy formulation or revision. In Tanzania, they are in a process of revising WASH policies, and because the project worked closely, you know, with the stakeholder, WASH stakeholder at that level, you know, a copy of the policy was sent to the project and review, and it gave the project the opportunity to integrate WASH consideration for the sick and the disabled into WASH policy. Thank you.